rocking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey on Radio Sega.
The Manic Monday Show is recorded in Technicolor in front of a live studio audience. This week's words is none other than
this is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
What's up, my babies? Welcome to the Manic Monday Show right here on your Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. I'm KC, your host every Monday night, as per usual, right here to play the best and the worst Sega tunes pertaining to a specific word or expression or phrase. This week... Space! And you know something about space.
In space, nobody can hear you scream.
Indeed. So welcome to the show. This week we started off with some It's Your Main Man Knuckles. We had Space Trip Steps from Sonic Adventure 2. Then we had Luanda's Love from Toe Jam and Earl in Panic on Funkatron. obviously a game set in space. And we ended this patch with Opa and Over by Rexy. Could a track sound any Rexier than that? Probably not. Awesome track there. Remixing, I believe, three different sources from Fantasy Zone, which obviously is set in space. So, you know, I have another space sound effect.
Space!
Yeah, space. So yeah. Indeed. So that was an awesome remix to start off the show with as well. And, you know, this is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. So if you're feeling down, if you're feeling, I don't know, sad, lonely, whatever, join us, radiose.ga/IRC, so you can join the craziness that happens every week in the IRC chatroom. Right now, in the IRC, we have Trigon, SPRK, Rev6, Rexy, War21 Voice, Adaptive LCTR, Drive 16-bit, Generous, Gumlime, Mick Pines, Noah Sonic, Speedy, Tracky, Zimedon, _, Spondy, and a very special shout-out to Fluffy Foxy. Anyway, one day I'll meet this Fluffy Foxy character and, you know, best and sexiest nickname ever. Anyway, join us, radiose.ga/IRC, and you can also join us by tweeting at us at Radio Sega. We have a hashtag RS Manic Monday, whatever you want to tell us, don't forget to tweet us. And we have a question of the week as well, by the way. So, the question of the week is, if you owned your very own intergalactic theme park in space, just like Eggman in Sonic Colors, right? What Sega-related attractions would it have? So, what Sega-related attractions would this intergalactic theme park in space? Yes, in space. What would it have and why? Let us know at Radio Sega. If you're in the IRC chatroom, send me a private message and I'll share your answers in a bit. For some reason, my PC just froze for a minute. I'm not sure if the stream crashed, apparently. Apparently, so we'll be back shortly. If you're listening to the podcast, though, no worries, it's all good and okay. So yeah, probably something on my computer just doesn't want to work with me. So yeah, anyway, we also have the People's Choice segment. So don't forget to vote for your favorite. So don't forget to say to vote for your favorite tracks from the People's Choice segment. We have this week something from Fantasy Zone 2 DX, the Tears of Opa Opa. We have a track from Shadow the Hedgehog, a track from Bug 2, a track from Alien Isolation, a remix by Lady Wildfire featuring Level 99, and a track from Mai Mai. We have all of that to vote for. And since I believe we're having some issues with our stream, which apparently aren't coming from my end, we'll probably skip Say My Name for now and just go on and play some music. So I will try and get this fixed. What's happening? What's happening, Radio Sega? Why you do this to me? Let's sort it out, and I'll be back in between this music section and share the first clue for Say My Name. Don't forget, you can also take part in that. Moving on with... I believe it's fixed now. Probably not. It's safer to move on. So, we'll be keeping on with the space theme.
Space!
Indeed. And play a track from Alien Soldier. So, this is Runner, AD 2025 Stage 1 BGM from Alien Soldier on the Manic Monday Show.
Radio Sega.
Supporter of Portuguese internet radio hosts? Good, because a decorated member of the Radio Sega Portuguese Host Corps needs your help.
And his name is KC. He's going to pick up the mic and put boots to asses every Monday. The Manic Monday Show. Only on Radio Sega.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Space Channel 5.
We're back. This is Mexican Flyer, the Swing It Black Mix from the Space Channel 5 Part 2 Uki Uki Nonstop Mega Mix album, right here on the Manic Monday Show. Indeed. So, apologies for the connection issues. The first few ones weren't on my end, but this last one was. But things should be fixed right now, so hopefully it'll last until the end of the show. If you're listening to the podcast, as usual, all is right in the world. But yes, so, before Mexican Flyer, we had Feverish Man from Infinite Space, which is a track that, for some reason, plays a lot in the 24/7 stream. Not sure why, no one requests it, but I listen to this one all the time. While listening to the 24/7 stream, and so I thought to myself, why not play Feverish Man from Infinite Space?
Space!
Yep. And the first track in that patch was Runner, AD 2025 Stage 1 BGM from Alien Soldier. Mick Bynes says, snooping as usual. Yeah, we will probably have something related to that later on during the show, but at least take this for now.
Pingus, this track contains wind.
Pingus, yeah, that last one especially contained wind. The Swing It Black Mix of Mexican Flyer from the Space Channel 5 Part 2 Uki Uki Nonstop Mega Mix. Well, because of our connection issues, I did something different for this show, so you wouldn't miss out on the first clue of Say My Name, but since we're back and everything seems to be up and running, it's time for this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Indeed. So, it's time for Say My Name Week 7. Ooh, things are heating up. So, it's time to know who will get top score today. Probably no one, but, you know, it's always nice to try, so we'll see. If you don't know Say My Name, it's the weekly show we play on the Manic Monday Show. I pick a different Sega character each week, and throughout the show, I give you guys four different clues to the identity of said character. You need to try and guess who the character is. If you guessed it correctly, after the first clue, you'll get 20 points, after the second clue, 15 points, after the third, 10 points, after the fourth, and final clue, you get 5 points. Easy as that. But the thing is, you only get one guess per clue, so you need to think hard and don't waste your guess. You'll have a little less time this week for the first clue, but you know, it's usually the hardest one, so the least helpful one. You know, this is not a game for kids, this is a game for grown men and grown women. Unlike that game that some guy Rafsig does on fights into streams or whatever. Yeah, that's for kids. That's for amateurs. This is for the pros, for the people who know what Sega is. And you know, yeah, that's it. Yeah. So I said I would have my revenge last week. So yeah, I listened to the podcast and I know what was said about my show. So this is for the pros. So if you're one of those, if you are the biggest Sega fan alive, you know, you enjoy this.
Sega!
Yeah. This game is for you. Say My Name! And so I'm gonna share the first clue right now. Don't forget, you have one guess per clue. So you're now playing for 20 points. And clue number one. is... initially thought to be an orphan. So this is clue number one. Initially thought to be an orphan. Who could it be? Ooh. Don't forget to send me your guesses via private message in the IRC. Double click my name or whatever way you can send me a private message. It's KC, my name, so send me your guess through that or email kc@radiosega.net. I won't be accepting any other ways of taking part in Say My Name, so just email and private message in the IRC chat room. So try and guess who this first character or who this character is with this first clue. Maybe you'll get it and you're not playing for 20 points. But it's now time to move on and do something different.
The Manic Monday Show.
Right here on Radio Sega. So this is the part of the show when we actually talk about the word of the week. In case you don't remember...
Space!
Rapid Run says, that's so freaking vague. That's the whole point. This is why this game is not for kids. It's for grown men and grown women. Yeah. Anyway, it's time to talk about the word of the week, but doing it in style. So, space, or also known as, Yusef says, do you accept snail mail? No, not tonight. So, space or outer space? Outer space, or just space, is the void that exists between celestial bodies, including the Earth. It ain't straight up empty, yo, but consists of a hard vacuum containing a low-density diesel of particles, predominantly a plasma of hydrogen and helium, as well as electromagnetic radiation, magnetic fields, neutrinos, dust and cosmic rays. Outer space represents a cold-ass little challenging environment for human exploration because of the dual hazards of vacuum and radiation. Microgravity also has a whack effect on human physiology that causes both muscle atrophy and bone loss. In a diesel to this game and environmental issues, the economic cost of putting objects, including humans, into space is high. So that's space for you. But, question is, we don't just talk about space without talking about NASA, right? So the question is, what did NASA do? NASA's vision, to reach for freshly smoked up heights and reveal the unknown, so that what our fat asses do and learn will benefit all humankind. To do that, thousands of players done been hustling around the ghetto and off of it for more than 50 years, trying to answer some basic things. What's up there in space, biatch? How the do we get there, biatch? What will we find, biatch? What can our sleek asses learn there, or learn just by trying to get there, that will make game better here on Earth? President Dwight Eisenhower established the National Aeronautics and Space Administration up in 1958, partially up in response to the Soviet Union's launch of the straight-up original gangster artificial satellite the previous year. This ain't no joke. NASA grew out of the National Advisory Committee on Aeronautics, which had been researching flight technologiesel for more than 40 years. NASA headquarters up in Washington serves up overall guidiesel and direction to the agency under the leadership of the administrator. This ain't no joke. 10 field centers and a variety of installations conduct the data diesel work up in laboratories, on airfields, up in wind tunnels, and up in control rooms. It ain't nothing but a banking time at NASA as we reach for freshly smoked up heights to reveal the unknown and benefit humankind. You all know that she's it, mofo. And if you go to NASA's website, you can see a list of NASA's current missions and smoke up what our sleek ass is launching next. So yeah. This is the word of the week.
Space.
Oh my god. Yeah. So, what's up in space, biatch, says Gum. Using that forever. Yeah, the fundamental questions are, what's up there up in space, biatch? How do we get there, biatch? What will we find, biatch? What can our sleek asses learn there, or learn just by trying to get there, that will make game better here on Earth? Biatch. The fundamental questions. The ones NASA are trying to answer. My god. Time to move on.
It's time for this week's Guest Top 5.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Top 5, Guest Top 5. This week's Guest Top 5, finally, we have Dr. Skotnik's Guest Top 5. One of our three newer DJs on Radio Sega, host of The Voice of Sega every Saturday at 1:30 a.m. Rest of Europe time, and all the other time zones that you can check out on radiose.ga/shows. So his show is all about vocal tracks. So his guest top 5 is a list of Dr. Skotnik's favorite Sega vocal tracks. Let's check it out, shall we? From Mad World, breathe.
Three times. Breathe. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. You gotta breathe. Yeah, they can't get it together, man. I'm so far to the left, but still better than the best they got on the squad. See the letterman, the day rock. Can't match the veteran. They like, damn, we never should have let him in. He came through and he pulled all the teller, man. We all stuck and he living the better.
Number 4.
Number 4, obviously Digiboy from F-Zero GX. From Bayonetta, Fly Me to the Moon, the Climax version. Listen, Aisle 10 from Jet Set Radio Future.
Nothing to her. Hello, Allison. I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in Aisle 10.
We need some help in Aisle 10.
Hello, Allison. I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in Aisle 10.
Number 1.
Let's get it on tonight from Metropolis Street Racer.
Like that. You followed my car along the freeway. I gave you plenty of room, lots of leeway. We drove for a while, not more than a mile. Keeping in touch, talking on the mobile. The clock went 10 when we got to my mansion. The only thing that I could think about was expansion. We went into the kitchen and I poured some wine. And I thought to myself, ha ha, girl, you're mine. I told you to undress me, caress me, try to impress me. But just don't possess me. Do what you wanna do, anything you want to. That feels good.
Monday. Want your top 5 to be featured? send an email to kc@radiosega.net with your idea.
Indeed, especially since, you know, I totally forgot what I was gonna say. Oh my god.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, let's get it on. That was number one. This is the last scheduled guest top 5. So if you want to have a guest top 5 next week on this show, you need to send me one, because I didn't ask anyone else for a top 5, because I'm waiting for yours. Send me an email to kc@radiosega.net. Any kind of Sega related top 5 is awesome, so it is okay. So just you know, if it's, even if it's remotely related to Sega, I'll take it. I'll turn it into this 2.5 minute thing and play it on the show. So why not share your love for Sega related stuff? You can send me a top 5 of worst Sega games, for example. Here's one: worst Sonic games ever made. Yeah, you can do that. Why not? kc@radiosega.net. For now, let's all thank Dr. Skotnik for his guest top 5. Don't forget to tune in to The Voice of Sega every Saturday, 1:30 a.m. For US people, it's actually at a better time, so you don't forget to tune in. It's actually a pretty good show with karaoke and stuff, so be sure to check that out. Anyway, time to move on the Manic Monday show, and I have to say, for those wanting to play Say My Name, Rexy already got it, so she's got 20 points. So if you want to keep up with her, you really need to try and send me your guess until the end of the next batch of music, because I'm gonna share the second clue after this batch of music, and you'll lose 20 points. So better keep up with Rexy. Tell me, who was initially thought to be an orphan? Who could it be? I don't know. I actually do, but I'm not going to tell until the end of the show. So don't forget to let me know who you think it is. One guess per clue. So you have one guess right now. And I'm going to move on, because we're running a bit late. So it's time to play more musics, like this one from Galaxy Force 2. This is Beyond the Galaxy, Scene A. We'll be right back.
listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Welcome to the machine!
Spooky, spooky, spooky.
Yeah. Echo the Dolphin, the 16-bit version. This was Welcome to the Machine, in a show that's all about
space.
Because obviously, in Echo, you fight an alien race, and this level is set in space, so yeah. The final boss. Before that, we had Wind on Fire, the original what's it called? The original master version from Planet Harriers. And the first track was Beyond the Galaxy, Scene A from Galaxy Force 2. Galaxy Force 2, which was ported to the 3DS last year, I think. Part of the 3D Classics, 3D Galaxy Force 2 was actually a pretty good game to play using the 3D mode in the Nintendo 3DS. So if you haven't stop distracting me, Twitter. if you don't have the game yet, be sure to grab it. And also 3D Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which came out last Thursday, I believe. Have you guys got it yet? Let me know at Radio Sega. Are you guys enjoying it? I actually was a bit surprised because it controls exactly like the Mega Drive or Genesis version, and I was used to the iPhone, the mobile remastered version, and it was really, really different. Sonic is heavier. It's hard to control, actually, I think. So it was a good surprise because it's a very faithful port. So you should try it. 3D Sonic the Hedgehog 2, a part of the 3D Sega Classics or Sega 3D Classics. But yes, so have you guys got this week's character yet? Have you guys tried it? Not many people have, but Rexy already got it correctly, so, you know, it is what it is. But it's time for this again.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Indeed! So it's time to share clue number 2. And we're gonna do it fast because we're running late. So, clue number 2, without further ado. Clue number 2. Practitioner of the shellcore method.
Ooh.
Practitioner of the shellcore method. Send me your guesses via private message in the IRC, or kc@radiosega.net. Send me an email with your guess. One guess per clue, you're now playing for 15 points. So don't let this opportunity slip by. Send me your guesses. Is a practitioner of the shellcore method and was initially thought to be an orphan. These are the clues so far. So let me know who you think this is. And while you do that, we'll move on and play something awesome from Vector Man. This is Day 3 Tidal Surge, Day 12 Nightscape Bonus Round.
Radio Sega, Echo the Dolphin. Jet Set Radio. Nice. All your favorite Sega tunes are here. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Isn't this just lovely? Yeah, it's amazing. This is the main theme of Phantasy Star 3 Generations of Doom. We can't have a space-themed show without some Phantasy Star. So we started off this batch with Tidal Surge. Day 3, Tidal Surge. Day 12, Nightscape. Bonus round from Vector Man. Long title is long. Then we had Empty Space Out of Control Part 1 and Part 2 from Phantasy Star Online. And we played this amazing track, the main theme of Phantasy Star 3 Generations of Doom, classic, a Sega classic, right here on the Manic Monday Show. Don't forget to send me your answers. I haven't got any answers to the question of the week yet, which means... I won't have anything to talk about when we get to that part of the show. So if you owned your own intergalactic theme park is a park in space spark. You know, I just invented a new word. If you owned your own intergalactic theme park in space, what Sega-related attractions would it have? At Radio Sega, hashtag RS Manic Monday, or private message in the IRC. There's still time for Say My Name as well. So don't forget to send me your guesses as well. As we were mentioning in the IRC, the third track in that batch, Empty Space Out of Control Part 2 from Phantasy Star Online, probably sounds familiar to Radio Sega listeners, long-time Radio Sega listeners, because it was actually used by Mr. Stream for a mashup like this. Whoops. There you go.
Open up my mouth, yeah.
story of my life. I'm lazy as well. Mr. Stream there with lazy. Yeah. Time for something different.
Radio Sega's request chart.
Before we move on, my apologies, because last week I completely messed up, and when searching for the top 40 Radio Sega's request chart, I actually messed up and inserted the wrong dates. So the top 3 I played last week was wrong, as mentioned in the podcast. But this week I've made sure I've got it right, so this is actually, for sure, this week's top 3, the top 3 requested tracks on RadioSega.net. So, what have you guys requested? Let's check it out, shall we?
Number 3.
Without you for freedom. mayhem.
You control Radio Sega. Register as a member. Click the playlist and request button and request your favorite tracks. They'll be on the stream shortly. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Number one.
A
proper tune in an amazing game, Rez. This is Area 5, the Radio Sega edit. This week's most requested song on RadioSega.net. Number 2 was Save This World, the V-Mix from Phantasy Star Universe, Ambition of the Illuminous. And number 3, Wonder Man, the 7-inch version by Right Said Fred. With special guests Ryo Hazuki and Mr. Caffeine. And never forget,
fear is the mind killer.
Indeed it is. As I was saying, Mr. Caffeine. Yeah. Anyway, welcome back to the Manic Monday Show. This week we're dedicating a whole episode to indeed we are. So that was Radio Sega's request here. Don't forget to request your favorites every week. Every Monday night I'll play the top 3, and you can check out the top 40 on Radio Sega after midnight tonight, after midnight Western Europe time. So in 2 hours and a half roughly, you can check out last week's top 40 by going to radiosega.net. Well, people have been sending me their guesses. 1, 2, 3. 5 people have guessed it already, but it's time for another clue. For Say My Name, clue number 3, which means you're now playing for 10 points. So if you send me your guesses now, or starting now, you're playing for 10 points. Let's do this! Yeah. Clue number 3. And this, I think, actually helps a lot. Usually wears a red and yellow jumpsuit. This is clue number 3. So, number 1, initially thought to be an orphan. Number 2, practitioner of the shellcore method. And number 3, usually wears a red and yellow jumpsuit. Private message, kc@radiosega.net, email, so either way. TCB says, Ronald? probably. Ronald McDonald is probably this week's character, but you need to send me your guess via private message, so it won't count. Otherwise, it won't count, so yeah. Don't forget to take part.
The Manic Monday Show.
It's right here, and we're moving on because it's getting late and we still have lots and lots of awesome music to play. So, next one. It's from a game that I enjoy very much. Was released on the PSN and XBLA for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. Developed by a French studio. From Hell Yeah, this is Beyond the Stars. Hellspace. The final Hell Frontier.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jun Senoue. You are listening to Radio Sega. Radio Sega.
Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Memories of Sun and Moon from Chunidom. I will never get used to this name. Chunidom, I believe. this was an early Kill Track of the Week of sorts. But Memories of Sun and Moon, both things that are up there in space. So, you know, it fits the theme. Before that, we had the Doomsday Zone from Sonic & Knuckles. And we started off the batch with Beyond the Stars. Beam Me Up, Scotty, from Space Zone and the part of the Hell Yeah Wrath of the Dead Rabbit soundtrack. You should play that game, as well as Timbo the Badass Elephant, if you can, on the PC, PS4, and Xbox One, so you can try it on one of those platforms, and it's a very interesting platforming game by actually Tembo by Game Freak, the guys behind Pokemon, and published by Sega. Anyway, let me just check something, because I believe I need to close the poll for People's Choice, so let's see.
The Manic Monday Show.
And it's now closed. It's now closed, so there we go. Close. Let's see what you guys have voted for. And close, but we don't have a tie. So yeah. Let's see. There's a surprise. Oh, I almost got the all three right, but close, but not quite there. So okay. The people have spoken, so it's time for
People's Choice.
Indeed, the people have spoken. The people have voted, and in no particular order, these were the top three voted tracks for the
Space
edition of the Manic Monday Show, starting with Space Gadgets from Shadow the Hedgehog.
We'll be right back.
rocking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with KC.
Let's boogie! This is amazing! From MyMy, this is the quartet theme Reborn, as voted by you guys on the People's Choice segment. And it's amazing, and I was really hoping this made it in because I love this track. And as I was asking the IRC who did this version of the quartet theme, it was actually the Taito sound theme, or Azuntata. Because Mai has lots of collaborations between Sega sound teams, or actually the Sega sound unit, also known as
Eight,
and other companies' sound teams. So at least Taito, Sega, and Namco collabed for several tracks in Mai. So this turned out awesome. The quartet theme reborn from Mai, as voted by you guys. You also voted for Space Gadget from Shadow the Hedgehog, and surprisingly, I wasn't expecting this, but you voted for Cosmic Dance Round 7 of Fantasy Zone 2 DX, or Deluxe, The Tears of Opa Opa, the Sega Ages version. Also a nice track. I was actually expecting Don't Be a Dingus to make it into the top 3, but you know, I don't mind. I love Fantasy Zone. Awesome, awesome. I was hoping for some bingas, but you know,
bingas, this track contains win.
All of them contained win. So well done you guys. Amazing, amazing votes there, and thank you so much for taking part in this week's segment we like to call
People's Choice.
Yes. And there's also something else we like to call
Say
My Name. This is week 7. We've already shared 3 of the 4 clues, which means it's time for the final clue. 4th and final clue. And you know, let's see what happens. let's see. We'll probably overrun a bit tonight, but not as much as I was expecting, I think. So, not bad. So let's see if checking my email to see if anyone used it. No one used this. But you know, there's the email if you want to use it. But if you don't, you can use the IRC as everyone else. Nope, no emails. So this means entries or guesses for clue number 3 are now closed. You're now playing for 5 points. And if you didn't get it yet, it's time for the 4th and final clue. Now works at retail at one of Sega's shops. Is the 4th and final clue. Indeed. Okay, so oh my. I usually the 4th clue is usually the easiest one, the most obvious one, but not this time, because you need to know about the history of this character in other games apart from its own series to know about this. So this character now works at retail at one of Sega's shops. Okay, so that's the 4th and final clue. Send me a private message or an email to kc@radiosega.net. You're now playing for 5 points. And before we move on with the final segment of this show, it's time for something else.
The Manic Monday Show.
It's here, and you're listening to Radio Sega, play the best Sega music 24/7. Before we move on and play the chill tracks of the week batch, it's time to talk about the question of the week. Not many people took part, but it's okay. It wasn't that easy to take part, I think. It was a kind of a weird question, but if, like Eggman, you owned your own intergalactic theme park in space... Oh my. What Sega related attractions would it have? This was the question of the week. So on Twitter, we had Gum say, "How about a laser tag themed attraction based around Space Channel 5? Awesome idea." And everyone would be like, "Shoo, shoo, shoo." Yeah. yeah, I think that would be amazing. You'd have to shoot at dancing targets or something. Yeah, awesome, awesome idea. So no more on Twitter. Let's check the IRC. Rexy has an interesting one. She calls it the impossible barrel. So check it out. It floats on water, and you need to stand on it, and you need to try and use whatever strength possible to launch it deep into the water and make it leap up to a target platform 20 feet into the air. I must admit, while reading this, I had no clue what she meant. But then she said, just like the Carnival Night barrel it's based on, no one will know the trick for another 10 years or so. So you just have to go up and down, you know. And I have to say one more time, I never had any problems with the Carnival Night barrel. I have to say, it's easier. It's easier, actually. It's just physics. Just up and down, you know? Yeah. Gum says another one. Casey, how about a Zorb based monkey ball attraction? Okay. Okay. Noah Sonic says Sonic Speed Roller Coaster, Hypersonic Roller Coaster, Miku Dance Party. No, yeah, yeah. You'd probably have more success if you had. Hatsune Miku shooting range or something. You know, instead of shooting ducks, you could shoot Vocaloid characters, because, you know, it's popular to hate on Vocaloid, so people would probably try to shoot Hatsune Miku in the face and Kaito in the bum, because why not? Because, you know, Kaito.
Sega.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so let's see, what else? Anything else? I don't think so, so yeah. Rexy says, haha, shooting Vocaloid characters, Sparky would approve of that. Yeah, I think so. And Rexy says, didn't we have a Sonic Roller Coaster at Elton Towers once? Yeah, I think there's still a Sonic Roller Coaster in the UK, at Elton Towers. There's also a Sega-themed park in Dubai, actually, called... I actually can't remember. Sega World? Sega Planet? I can't remember, but it's something like that. And I think it has a Sonic roller coaster as well. So, yeah. Maybe you can convince... I need fruit to get a roller coaster for Club Sega. Adaptiveville says, all right, everyone, field trip to Dubai. Yeah. Indeed, it's called Sonic Spinball. Yeah, that's right, Mikhail. It's called Sonic Spinball. Anyway, those were your answers to the question of the week. Not many, but short, but sweet, at least. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Let's move on then. So it's time for this.
Chill Tracks of the Week.
It's time to chill. Where?
Space.
In space.
Space!
Ooh, yeah. So, what wonders do we have in the Chill Tracks of the Week segment? Well, we have another Phantasy Star Trek. And we have KC keeping his promise to TCB with the Shenmue track. Check it out. Starting with From Planet to Eternity from Phantasy Star Nova. Right here on Radio Sega. Thank you.
want to listen to this show again?
Download the podcast that will be available shortly on RadioSega.net and the iTunes Store, or stream it on Stitcher. Manic Monday with KC.
Time and Space, the ending of Game Ground, right here on the Manic Monday show. And we're almost at the end of the show, overrunning a bit, but not that much. Before that we had Area Planet Wisp from Sonic Colors, amazing tune. We had Moonchild Orphanage from Shenmue 2, to keep my promise to TCB. So I was thinking to myself, how can I get a Shenmue track in here when the theme is...
Space.
There we go, Moonchild Orphanage. So, yeah, awesome. And the first track in that batch was From Planet to Eternity from Phantasy Star Nova. Amazing track as well. And it was an amazing show. I had lots of fun, and I was really in need of having fun tonight, so thank you all for joining me for this. I think it's now time to close entries for Say My Name and announce who this week's character is.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Indeed. So, let's see who was this week's character. Not everyone got it, actually. So, drum roll, please. Let's see. Was initially thought to be an orphan. Is a practitioner of the Shellcore method. Usually wears a red and yellow jumpsuit and is not Ronald McDonald. And now works at retail at one of Sega's shops. Rexy asks, was it John Cena? It wasn't John Cena. It was Alex Kidd! Yeah! So yeah, Alex Kidd... Not an easy character, apparently. Not everyone got it this week, but still, we had some people take part, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people got it. So, Let's see. TCB got 5 points. Novasonic got 10. Open Science 15. Esper K 15. Lisa 15. Ravsig 15. And Rexy got the lucky number 20. So she got 20 points. She got it after the first clue. Which means, let's see how Say My Name leaderboards are after week 7. Let's take a look at this. So with 5 points we have Little Red 615. With 10 points we have Zaguyo the Dine and Super Sega. With 15 points Green Viper 8, Alpha Dog 1996, Kopke and Lisa. With 20 points Novasonic. With 25 we have Tweenie. With 30 points I Need Fruit. With 35 points Mikhail24RD. With 40 points we have Rapid Run, Nirmugen and Gum. We have TCB with 45 points, Ravsig with 65, and the top 3 is as follows. 3rd place for Opus Science with 70 points, 2nd place for Esper K with 95 points, and 1st place, still top of the 3, Rexy with 110 points. So, this means that Rexy got an extra 5 points and widened the lead to Esper K. But we still have 2 more weeks until the end, until the finale of this first season of Say My Name. So, who knows what's going to happen? It's exciting, especially between Rex and Esper K. Things aren't looking that well for Opus Science. It's still possible if Rexy doesn't get any points in the next two weeks. Opus Science got 20 points in both weeks. He would technically be tied with Rexy, so who knows? We'll see. Next week and the following will be interesting for Say My Name, also known as Say My Nose. not really.
The Manic Monday Show.
It's right here on Radio Sega and close to the end. So, we only have a couple more minutes to talk about a couple things. First, one of them being upcoming shows on Radio Sega. Don't forget to check out radiose.ga/shows for our full lineup of Radio Sega live shows. Coming up next, we have Ravsig with Fights into Streams tomorrow at 8 p.m. Western Europe time, which is 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, and obviously 9 p.m. Central Europe time. So don't forget to check that out. If you enjoy fighting game music, you will definitely enjoy this show. And you can also take part in, you know, in that that game, the challenge for kids matching up or something. I don't know. I don't really pay attention to that because, you know, it's not a hardcore challenge like Say My Name, you know? Yeah. So that, if you want, you can take part. Yeah, okay. Anyway, one more thing I'd like to talk about. The Segathon 3 is actually taking place next week. So next week, next Friday, I believe. Am I saying this correctly? Yeah, the 23rd of October, starting on after Sega Mix Drive from 11 p.m. West Europe to on Friday to 11 p.m. on Saturday. So 24 hours non-stop by Gavin, and you have. Apart from listening to the show and donating, you can also help make his life miserable by helping him reach his stretch goals and making him play Hatsune Miku games and watch Twilight movies, because, you know, and My Little Pony as well, because that's what we all want. We want to make Gavi's life miserable, so yeah. Anyway, don't forget that. Don't forget to actually promote that as well. Segathon 3. We have 2 two more things coming still this year. Three more things actually coming still this year for Radio Sega. One of them being the Sega Lounge. Remember the Sega Lounge? It's been gone. It's been on hiatus for a while, but it's coming very, very soon. So I'm going to be talking about that next week probably, and announcing a date for the return of the Sega Lounge. And the other one, you'll really have to wait because it's still a secret, but you're gonna enjoy it. That's all I can say for now. Well, it's been fun. It's been amazing to spend the evening with you guys. So let me thank everyone who joined us this week for a very special show dedicated to the word once again. Yeah! Next week's show is going to be dedicated to the word
Friendship!
So, if you like friends, if you have friends, or even if you don't have any friends, come join us next week for a friendly show, a friendly episode of the Manic Monday Show. I think it's time to say goodbye to people who joined us in the IRC chatroom. So, this time, we have something different. A different way of saying goodbye. Indeed. Let's say goodbye to Trigon, Esper K, RevZig, Rexy, War21, Voice, Adaptive Veil, CTR, Drive16Bit, Fluffy Foxy, Generous, Gum, Lime, Lisa Maxi, Mick Binds, Mika24RD, Noah Sonic, Open Science, Rive, Spinning, TCP, The Chaos Blue, Treki, Yusuf, Zimadon, underscore Spondy. You are all the weakest link. Goodbye. And that's how we do it on the Manic Monday Show, because why not? Thank you all for joining us. One last thing to do, to play the final track, and I'm gonna leave you with a classic. Gum says, Kissy, please, I was a good link. You are all the weakest link. Goodbye. So, let's just play this final track. It's been fun. By the SST band. And from Space Harrier 2, this is a legend of Harrier. I've been KC. You've been listening to the Manic Monday Show. Don't forget to keep tuned in to Radio Sega, because we play the best Sega music 24/7. I'll be back next week with the Friendship Show. Bye-bye.
Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.